This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Hey, everybody, Jason Cutter here. Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. I'm super excited because this is season 7. Part of it is fascinating to think about, you know, 6 previous seasons of the show. And this season, I am so excited for the conversations that I'm going to be having with my guests and the value that we're going to bring out and what that's going to mean for listeners and viewers of the show. Just so you know, my mission is to help fill the world with authentic persuaders. And the goal of this podcast, this show, is to be a guide for helping sales professionals, teams, anyone looking to get into sales, close more deals and make more money. And obviously, that's why we do these conversations, so it can be valuable and help you in some way as part of that and my own mission. If you didn't check it out, make sure to listen to or watch episode 555, which was the beginning of this season. I'm going to mention this a bunch. So if you've already heard me say that, the reason why is because it really sets up why I'm doing this season, what the goal is, the fact that my focus is to have conversations with professional sales educators, program directors, and people like my guest today, who I'm super excited with. He was one of the first professors I talked to when I got exposed to this whole world of professional sales. And so today I have with me Mr. Professor Tom Coates from Middle Tennessee University's Center of Professional Selling. So a little bit background on him in his own words. He helps students prepare for their career in the business world and also helps businesses connect with their students in a very competitive market. He leads the Center for Professional Selling at MTSU, teaching professionals sales and selling management, training students to hit the ground running in sales organizations. What I love most, and this will probably come up in our conversations, is that he came to a teaching role with a long, I won't say how long, it's up to him if he wants to, background in sales that includes some fascinating companies and products. For example, he worked for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce as a field sales rep. I didn't even know that was a thing. Professor Tom, welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show.
Thank you. Nice long intro.
All right, so I got to ask, what does a field sales rep do for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce?
It's a cold call, straight down the road, walking in with a kit and inviting people to become members of the lobby.
Got it.
If you could do that, then you could do anything. My territory, when I was doing that type of work, was Northern Mississippi. And North Mississippi at that time was renowned for furniture manufacturing. And I would literally roll down the window, drive down the gravel road, and listen for nail guns. The sound of a nail gun travels for miles. And I would follow that sound until I found the place where this business existed and go find a new member.
Wow, that's awesome. And to think about that, and the transition, which we'll obviously talk about. So people checking out the show and listening to this is part one of what's going to be a 3-part conversation with Professor Tom and myself. And the focus of this first part is authenticity, right, in the authentic persuasion framework. And so for you, like, let's start. How did you get here, right? Obviously, that was one part of your journey, but how did you get from getting into sales to now leading and teaching the future of sales?
Well, that's a really interesting question. Let's condense it down to a couple of phases in life. When my wife and I graduated from university at Mississippi State University, we went down into Natchez into our professions. Did not enjoy the city of Natchez, so I took the first job that got us back home to Starkville, Mississippi, which for me happened to be law enforcement, which amazingly is wonderful training for sales. Because, you know, either you have the ability to persuade people to do things that they would rather not, or you have to fight all day long. and it's easier to persuade them. So I had a great reputation of being that particular police officer that could get things done that way. Unfortunately, law enforcement pay does not, meet the bills when you have three small children. So had the opportunity to go into sales. And it was amazing. My first year, I actually made twice the income that the mayor of the city that I worked at.
Wow.
Yeah. Sales is an amazing. Sales can help you change a family tree. It's incredible. So from there, I went from my first segment of sales was cold calling. The next segment was solutions-based sales. And then the final segment over 25 plus years was more of consultant role. So I've done the entire gambit from, making sales presentations on the hood of a pickup truck to sitting in a big conference room with multi-year, multi-million dollar deals on the table, downtown Nashville. So I have the spectrum of success and failures to share with the students. The way that I came to the university was that they invited me one day to come speak during the Ethics of Business Week. And I said, okay, so I did that. Apparently, I did not suck at it because they invited me back. And I enjoyed it so much because the students just leaned in and listened. And it was, they wanted real world stories. So after a few years of doing that, I told the folks at the university at MTSU, I said, hey, when I get ready to retire, I would love to be an adjunct professor. And they said, okay, well, you need to have your MBA to do that. Do you have that? I said, no. So I went back to school in 2017 and earned my MBA. I was in a great position in life because we had grown married children, but no grandchildren yet. And so had that awkward position in life. So I went back, earned the degree, let the university know. They said, hey, come talk to us. I said, I'm not old enough to retire yet. I'm still not old enough to retire yet. And also adjunct professors, that's not a lucrative income. That's more of a part-time job. And they said, no, this is a full professor. I said, okay. So I kept talking to them. And I'm actually the director of the program, the Center for Professional Selling, and a full professor that teaches a professional selling and advanced selling. And also I do the internship classes. It's amazing.
Wow.
And they pay me to do this. I love it.
So because this first segment is focused on authenticity, not just where do you see authenticity fitting into your success in sales, but even a bigger scale is, from where you started in sales and maybe what you thought it was or what you were taught to do to be successful versus, where you're at now and what you're teaching to your students is a very loaded big question. But, where have you seen that either change or yourself change with something like being authentic in a sales role?
Quite frankly, if you're not authentic in the sales role, then you will not be successful. It's being fake in a sales role is not going to work out in the least bit. You have to represent yourself and your company and do it in a manner that is real, do it in a manner that is believable, that you believe in it. So how can you share, how can you encourage someone else to believe in a product or service that you don't believe in? You have to have that authentic belief in that. There's some sayings that I share with my students about that, but the whole thing comes down to that human to human sale. You've heard of B2B sales and B2C sales, and those are real terms that actually, aren't significant, but I'm convicted on the belief that it boils down to H to H, that human to human sale. And it doesn't matter if I'm on that hood of the pickup truck or in that boardroom, as long as I connect with that other human, in a real manner, in an authentic way, then I can make sales and help people. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. And I share that story with my students all day long.
And anybody who knows me, and that's why you and I connected, at least from my side, I was like, oh, this is somebody I want to talk to more and have on the show, because that's what I've been saying for like the last 12 months, is really realizing that concept that it literally doesn't matter. And I get that question all the time. Well, what do you know about this and selling this? And have you ever sold that? It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, the product matters, but most people know their product. What they don't understand is the human side. Right. And when you're talking about that, because you brought up, you know, sharing that with students, where do you see that? Like, is that resonating with them? Do they believe it, or do they think sales is something completely different? Like, how does that go with them?
It's really interesting. It depends on how they arrived at the class.
Okay.
The entry level class for the program is a 3000 level junior level class called Professional Selling. And I have students in there from across the campus. I have students that have declared that they want to be professional salespeople. I have music management majors. I have engineers in there. I have finance majors, accounting majors, hospitality majors, sports majors, the whole gambit across the board. Some of them come preloaded with an assumption. Now, assumptions blind. If you make assumptions, then you have a set path that you have chosen, and it blinds you to every other alternative. So I have to spend a little bit of time helping opening up or remove those blinders from that particular student. You know, that they have the ideal of that used car sales guy that you see on television, not the real used car sales guy, but the ones that you see on television that are trying to trick you and doing something, or that person that thinks that they have a magic word or a magic phrase that is going to close the deal. There's no such thing. So they come preloaded with that assumption, and I have to spend a little time deconstructing that. The majority of them, though, they come with an open mind, because they have heard already that the class is beneficial, and they want to know how. Because these classes of professional selling and advanced selling, especially the professional selling class, helps the student learn how to leverage that education that they have earned their entire life, leverage that education and making a very nice living. Regardless if you go into sales or not, because everybody sells. Yeah, you know, I share with them the story of my three sons, and I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about family, but they give me a good illustration. My oldest son is a mechanical engineer. Now, sales guy, mechanical engineer, two ends of the spectrum, most people would assume, you know, but they're wrong. He presents proposals to the leadership in his company, all the way up to corporate head, which is over in Europe. He presents the projects. He works on the storyboard of how to tell that particular story, so that they fully understand and can envision, you know, the plant there implementing what he's proposing as a project. And he secures millions of dollars of investment into his project. My friend, that's a very good salesman. I have another son who is an auditor for an accounting firm. He has to listen to what his clients are saying and ask those relevant questions so that he can drill down into how best to help his client. I have another one that has his degree in he's a doctor of physical therapy, is his degree. Similar to the way I was when I was a cop, he has to talk people into or explain people and have them buy into the fact that they're going to move their body in a manner that is going to hurt. And they do it. And they love him. So those three very different professions all use sales techniques and sales tactics that help individuals improve their life, which is what a salesperson does, whether we do it professionally as a salesperson or if we do it for that internal sale as an employee within an organization.
Well, and you're right. I mean, the key is, the truth is that everything in life is sales persuasion at some level. Everybody in any role is persuading or selling anybody, right? Up, their boss, their teammates, you know, getting someone to go to the movie that you want to go to. Like, there's some element in there, for sure. Where, for what you see and have seen over your career, even before the teaching part, where do you see people resist, or what keeps people from wanting to be authentic in their sales process?
To me, it's confidence. They have an ideal of what they should be like rather than who they are. And so they have this vision that because of their position, their job title, that they're supposed to be a certain type of person and conduct themselves in a certain manner and dress a certain way and say things and use appropriate wording and everything. And quite frankly, the person at the other side of the table, they don't care about all of that. They would rather you be a real human being with them and be able to use language and gestures and a process that is human, not scripted by a preconceived notion. So the fear of the not having confidence enough in your own abilities and your own understanding of your product and services will force you into behaving and acting in a manner that is incongruent with who you are as a person.
It does. And I can totally see that, because if people don't have confidence in themselves, they're going to try to play the part that they think they're supposed to play in order to be successful. And of course,
the term, you know, fake it till you make it. And
honestly,
I have said the same thing just because we all heard it and say it.
Yeah.
But truth is, in sales, you don't need to fake it. Sales is very similar to being in school. Do your homework. If you do your homework, when it comes time for the exam, you're going to be okay. A sales call, a sales conversation is the exam. Have you done your homework?
Yeah. And it's similar to sports too, right? Because what you see, let's say in professional sports, the time that you see on the field or on the court is a fraction of that person's sports time and the practice and the drills and the workouts and the mental and the physical. And so if you do enough of that other stuff, when the game happens, you can just trust on what you've got. And then, you know, that will happen. You don't have to think about it or fake it or worry about it in that moment, for sure.
We are very fortunate at MTSU to have what's called a sales lab. Few universities have a sales lab. And it's more than just a room with a desk and a couple of chairs and a camera and a microphone. It's so much more than that. But we leverage that room over 450 times a semester. And when I start introducing the idea to the students about conducting role plays and using that facility in the various role plays, I use that very same example that you did about sports. You know, there's no way that you can know where to go when you're doing the play unless you have done it numerous times. It's the same thing with music, because, you know, we have a big music department at MTSU. So I ask them how many of them play instruments and how often do they practice the piece that they're going to perform. And they fully understand that just showing up and spewing things out as a salesperson is not going to be overly successful. But if you do your homework and practice that ahead of time, practice that sales conversation, practice using the language that you need to use as far as the terminologies for what your industry needs, then it'll be okay. But it doesn't happen just because you're a nice person. It happens because you did your homework and you practiced ahead of time, be it sports, be it music, or be it sales.
Well, and one of the things I wanted to ask you about was how do you build that and support that authenticity in the students, in the future of sales, in anybody in sales who's looking at it or in a role? And it sounds like the key is that confidence. Confidence comes through practice, trusting in yourself, not having to think in the moment about what you're going to do because you can rely on that. Is there anything else that you do to help people realize that and see that, okay, so if I do this work, it will lead to the confidence, which will lead to me believing in myself and it being okay to be authentic?
Yeah. Well, I've said that earlier that I have a bunch of sayings that I use for my students. And some of them are appropriate for this conversation, but they all kind of build on each other. The first day of class, I give them the keys to a successful career. If they will show up on time, follow up, and follow through, they will be head and shoulders above the competition. Unfortunately, that's not common today. And then I explain to them what a true professional does. And a true professional in sales is an individual that, or any profession, as a matter of fact, not just sales, but a true professional is an individual that if they're not the best in their field, they're working toward that goal. The second thing that a true professional does, because there's three things, the second thing that they are part of an organization that helps guide their industry to the point of leadership, because they want to be part of that, forming the destiny of what they do. And the third component is that, you know, you're part of a leadership in a nonprofit. Because in sales, we're blessed to be able to make really stupid good money. It would be selfish and wrong not to take part in giving back to our community. Yeah, so those three things help formulate a true professional. So you show up on time, you follow up, you follow through, you follow the principles of being a true professional. And at all times, you are always that servant leader, that go-giver. Have you read the book Go-Giver?
Yep.
I love this book. And part of it is one of the principles of stratospheric success is being that authentic individual. Mm-hmm. That is one of the principles of that book. Another principle of the book is that the last requirement of stratospheric success is being humble enough to ask for help when you need it. Mm-hmm. It's different wording, but that's basically what it is, which is quite frankly the hardest thing for any of us to do, to admit that we need a little bit of help. But if you can do those things, always be yourself, be willing to ask for help when it's appropriate, show up on time when you're supposed to, follow up with your commitments, follow through on your commitments, and strive to be that true professional, my friend, you should have a very successful career.
I love it. I think that's a great way to finish this part one on authenticity. I love that, those keys to success, and you're very right. Showing up and putting in the effort and then doing the follow-up, the follow-through, doing what you say you're going to do and then actually doing it.
Yeah.
Well, you just do that and you will be more successful than most salespeople out there and then most people in general, if you put your mind to something. So I think that's great. For people who check out this episode, they want to find out more. If you're listening or watching this, you can go to mtsu.edu mtsu.edu/professional-selling, and the links will be in the show notes. You can go to MTSU and search for that .edu. Also, Professor Tom Coates, T-H-O-M-C-O-A-T-S on LinkedIn, which is one of the places we connected. So please make sure to connect with him. Check out the program, especially if you're in Tennessee and you're looking for a great sales program. I can't say enough about it. Again, this will be in the show notes and the information will be in there. Tom, I appreciate you being on the show. Excited to continue our conversation in the next segment about persuasion.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And for everyone tuning in, I appreciate you being a part of this journey and the goal to shift sales from something that's a dirty word and gross in the world and done in an inauthentic way. And part of the reason why the world doesn't like it and think highly of salespeople, to something that's actually a profession and something the world trusts and seeks out to get help. Until next time, thanks for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.